Duckworth signed only in part to collect military intelligence data. Two, that four Soviet overflights staged between January 27th and February 23rd in a way McNamara called, quote, a pattern, unquote, also were designed to lessen the little enthusiasm the United States NATO allies have shown for a muddled out of nuclear, force composed of surface vessels by reminding them, etc., that they had long-range bombers capable of hunting down such ships. Diplomatic authorities here stressed in that connection McNamara's notation that Soviet aerial surveillance had been chronic and hitherto conducted only by short and medium, so on.
We have a reply to that, which proved very effective with von Hassel.
Yeah.
That the surface ships carrying Polaris missiles would be merchantmen, not easily recognized as these carriers were. Furthermore, that they would be lying in the coastal waters and in the bays and channels of the Western European coast in quite a different situation. We'll get in touch with Watson and give him the same story.
Yeah, well, this was Ward. I guess, I don't know whoever he is. The only thing is, I was wondering, have we given, I suppose we have, Merchant, the sort of most up-to-date military thinking?
Yes, we have indeed. He has Admiral Lee with him, as a matter of fact.
What is our private naval opinion about the ability of the Russians to get these ships?
The private naval opinion as to the ability of the Soviets to follow the merchant shipping is that it would be almost impossible.
Yeah.
And that were they to follow the merchant shipping, we would be aware of it. We can interpose our submarines between the Soviet craft and the Polaris carrying merchant shipping, and we would thereby be aware of the Soviet attempt to follow them. And this in itself would be warning of some possible Soviet attempt against the merchant shipping.
You mean if they picked, if the air started to follow them all?
Yes.
Well, I would, but
well, I think we have effective answers to the Ward-type claim. As a matter of fact, in talking to von Hassel about it, he seemed to completely accept our explanation of why the surface craft were relatively invulnerable in European-type waters. Now, when you get off the coast of China, that's something else again. This is the argument we're trying to use to establish our requirement for Polaris submarines and the European requirement for a surface fleet.
Yeah. Well, in addition, if you took the idea that you'd give up all surface ships, if you could get the idea they all could be caught, you'd certainly give up all carriers. We wouldn't be building any carriers if we thought they were so easy to detect and destroy.
That's right. Frankly, I don't know how the Soviets detected these carriers. I've asked the Navy to look into it. They have an easy explanation that the Soviets are aware of the passage of the carriers through the Straits of Gibraltar and of the sailing of the carriers from Norfolk. I don't think it's quite that easy, and therefore we're analyzing in great detail the path of these carriers, the speed of the carriers, and the ways in which the Soviets might have picked them up. I just don't have an answer to it at the moment.
Okay, fine.
I'll follow it, and we'll also get in touch with Ward.
We might take a look at whoever at Goldwater's latest thing about the electronic ear.
I will.
Okay,
so.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, that was all right.
And that's about right, it seems to me.
What about the electronic?
I don't know what that is. It has nothing to do with the difference. We do have that kind of thing going on, but they're two quite different reconnaissance missions.
Yeah.
So that there's just no connection between the two. Do you want someone to say that?
Well, I thought the only thing
I'd rather not talk about those things.
That's
they're
right.
Very sensitive.
I agree. Well, I'd like to have somebody
point that out.
Point out that whatever it is, whether the story's accurate or inaccurate, it's the sort of thing that the Senator Sickens,
that is helpful to the enemy.
It's helpful to the enemy, and the last thing the Senator Goldwater ought to do is use information that is.
Well, now, do you think that's something for Mansfield to do, or do you think that's
Mansfield won't do it? What I would have
to
do is to have some high, the Defense Department spokesman said that Senator Goldwater.
Seems to
it isn't accurate, I guess, is it? There's no
such thing. Well, in the sense that these things exist, it's accurate, Mr. President. In the sense that it has anything to do with what you do with a low-level flight, it's nonsense. They're two entirely different missions.
Yeah. Well, I suppose everybody's known we've got these electronic planes.
Well, I don't care much. No, it's really not known, and one never likes to talk about that particular topic, so that there is every reason for making a shocked noise, and why don't I get Bob McNamara's people to do it?
Well, if they would just, somebody would say that
It's unfortunate to have this aid and comfort given to.
Not aid and comfort. Just say it's the sort of thing which involves intelligence, which is the last thing ought to be discussed this way. And it's
this kind of
Senator Goldwater.
This kind of disclosure is helpful to the people in Cuba. Yeah.
Well, the only thing, I suppose, that confirms it, doesn't it?
Well, no, this, I mean, discussion of it can only be helpful.
To our enemies and Senator Goldwater, who certainly should, as a member of the Armed Services Committee, should know that. But in some anonymous Defense Department say that?
Yeah, I think so.
Hello?
Mr. President, on the 2 points you raised this morning, I talked to General Carroll of DIA, who says we have no new equipment on our electronic intelligence aircraft. It's simply the typical electronic intelligence equipment, which is sensitive to electronic emanations and perhaps could pick up generators associated with SAM sites, for example. In any case, it's a violation of security. So I called General LeMay, who is a close friend of Goldwater's, and I asked him to get in touch with Goldwater and handle it directly. And we're also going to try to get a senator on the Armed Services Committee to say in the Senate that this is a violation of security.
Very good.
Handle it that way. Now, secondly, on the Ward article, we will brief Ward, as well as other newspaper correspondents, on a background basis as to the difference between maintaining surveillance over a fleet, including the carriers and the other escort ships, on the one hand, following a known and prescribed course between the U.S. and Gibraltar, versus maintaining surveillance over merchant ships using the coastal waters, channels, bays, harbors, etc. of Western Europe. And I think we can stop that story that way.
I read the Manchester Guardian. They had a story about this problem. The fact that the United States itself does not use surface vessels for Polaris indicates that they're not as good.
We've got a real problem with Great Britain. We have to let them use some of that because of their decision to use Polaris submarines. But as far as Western Europe is concerned, we have a good, strong argument as to why they should use surface ships and we use submarines.
Of course, if we were arguing submarines, they'd be around saying that they have to buy them in the United States and that they get too much control from the United States.
And the two strong arguments, therefore, in favor of surface ships for Western Europe are, one, they can build them, and two, their waters are entirely different than the waters we have to operate our subs in around the world.
Yeah.
And these two arguments, I've used them on von Hassel, and Admiral Lee is with Livy Merchant and using them in the North Atlantic Council. We talked to Lee by telephone yesterday, and he says that they're acceptable.
All right. Good. Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Just talking about the fact that in an interrogation last week of the Stennis Committee, Senator Goldwater asked some questions about the use of the carrier aircraft from the carrier Essex with their markings painted out. Well, we figure that somebody over there has told them about, you know, that thing on Wednesday morning therefore it's either Dirksen's going to spring it or Goldwater's going to spring it, and they're going to try to spring it in such a way that it looks like there was U.S. air cover and that you were wrong and I was wrong in saying there wasn't. Now, the question is, what exactly is it? We're going to get Max Taylor to look up exactly, or are you familiar with what was? What happened on that? Did we paint out the markings on the plane?
Yeah, you painted out the markings of the plane.
How many planes?
And I think there were 3 planes.
Yeah.
And they flew air cover for an hour.
Yeah, but didn't see anybody.
Over the beach.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to give air cover to the B-26s that were coming in.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, between all of them, they got the hours mixed up. I think you gave them from 7 to 8 or something.
Yeah.
And they must have thought it was 7, CIA thought it was 7 to 8 Central American time.
Yeah.
So the result was that the B-26s came in an hour
late
and were all shot down.
Yeah.
Or two of them shot down.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's probably the ones that had the Americans.
Yeah.
I think that has been in the paper about the fact that they flew this air cover for an hour.
Is that been in the paper?
I've seen references to it in the paper. I don't know if any formal story's been written on it, but it's been in the paper that they, and it's been in U.S. News and World Report.
Yeah.
That they specifically, I'm almost sure, I've read it someplace the last couple of months.
Yeah.
About the fact that they flew for that hour.
My guess is it's going to come out. You're just trying to figure out how to get it out. We could say it's been all printed. Otherwise, Dirksen will announce that the United States painted with their paintings marked out, flew over the Bay of Pigs, and only used an hour, and therefore either you were wrong or I was wrong and not using them more, and so on and so forth. So we're trying to think about how to
I think if somebody could look up where it's appeared in the newspapers, Do you have that kind of people over there?
I would think that's a rather difficult assignment.
Not really.
It isn't?
No, I mean, just looking to... If they have an index and they got it on the Bay of Pigs, and then, then they go down Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's been in U.S. news.
It was been in U.S. news,
yeah. In fact, I think it was in their answer to me. I think they put it in, but I think it was in even before that.
They had an answer to you?
Yeah.
U.S. News did?
Yeah.
What other ways do you have? How would you handle it, the committee? Or?
Well, again, I think probably go back to the fact that the Congress was informed about this.
Was it?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they were. They told everything else.
Right.
Well, I think it's awfully important if we could get the fact that that was out. I mean, there was some mention about it in the newspaper some time ago, and we could document that.
Okay, I'll see what we can find out.
All right. The thing, of course, to remember on this, I don't know how much we're going to get into it, but the thing to remember on this is this, what you did on that day, Tuesday, for Wednesday, was something that was added to the plan.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And not something that was taken away or was in a plan that was made inadequate by some deficiency in withdrawal of something.
Yeah, that's right.
But you added that on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It had never been planned before, and this plan specifically said that this wouldn't be done.
Yeah.
It was something that you added in order to help.
You heard about the...
But, you know, if somebody's going to say something in the Senate about it...
Yeah, well, you know how they make everything look lousy these days. You know, Roland Evans said that he talked to Dirksen. Dirksen said, I don't quite get this. He said, wait, can you... Go by.
What?
But, you know, just say, I don't know. I think the Kennedys are planning something. They're thinking to trap us into this. Because they're pretty smart, aren't they?
Well, that's what we haven't figured out how to close the trap.
Yeah, that's right. We haven't quite figured out.
Yeah, but we'll learn it.
But it just shows you, boy, what that press is, doesn't it?
Yeah, but God, still the poll?
What?
Well, were you down to 70%?
When?
What?
When was this?
The Gallup poll.
When was that?
Oh, about 2 days ago.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah. It went from 76% to 70.
Yeah.
But then your popularity is 70% now.
Yeah.
You'd break 50-50 with the Republican.
What?
70%, 18% are against you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't care what the press must be doing you some good.
Well, what, and then you'd break 50-50?
You'd do 50-50 with the Republicans. That's
oh, you mean
an
approval and disapproval?
Yeah. And then the independents.
Yeah, I didn't see that poll. Was this in the Post?
I don't know what paper. I read it going up on the plane Wednesday or Thursday. You think you got trouble, you ought to see what's happening in Nelson Rockefeller.
Why?
Well, in all the bars, they call every drink a Nelson... cocktail, a Rockefeller cocktail. Everything the same except it's 15% more.
Do they really?
Oh, and all you walk along the streets and out in the front.
Yeah.
Says come in and buy a Nelson, a Rockefeller cocktail. Everything costs 15% more. Which in every bar. How would you like that? Following you around.
Yeah, but you know, and he's lucky those papers aren't published.
Well, then did you see the story about him in
New
Wall Street
Journal?
Journal?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That's not a complete plus. I think he's really having his problems.
Yeah.
Troubles. You're not. You can go on television.
We dropped 6% in a month, have we?
Well, it's January.
Boy, since that Congress comes back.
Yeah, and it gets a little bit more partisan, but imagine 70%. It's better than you were in 60.
Okay.
Right on.